So you got a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So what if a pool was haunted?
Well, I would simply not swim in it.
Don't say that. That undoes the whole premise.
Oh, my bad.
So yeah, what if a pool was haunted?
I don't know what I would do.
Exactly. So this is actually based on a 3-minute short film called Night Swim.
3 minutes, huh? You think that might have been the proper length for a movie about a haunted pool?
Eh, we're gonna pad the runtime quite a bit. Should be fine.
Oh, padding things to make them seem more substantial is tight.
Yeah, so the movie starts in 1992 with a little girl being pulled underwater by a pool ghost. A ghost of the pool, if you will.
Oh boy, here we go. Let's get it started with the fun, campy horror.
Fun and campy? No, 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 no. This haunted pool movie takes itself very seriously, sir.
Oh! The haunted pool movie.
Yes.
Well, okay then.
So then in present day, we're gonna meet the Waller family who buys the house that has said pool.
And what's their deal?
Well, the father, Ray, was a Major League Baseball player for years and years, but now he's been forced to retire because of an illness.
Oh, dang it.
And he realizes that now that he started swimming in this pool, he's starting to heal. But the pool also does spooky stuff sometimes.
Oh yeah, what kind of spooky pool stuff does the spooky pool do?
Well, it freaking kills the family cat.
Okay, that thing that happens in every horror movie where a family moves into a haunted house.
Yeah, but because this is a pool instead of a house, it's slightly different and we can do stuff like that.
That is slightly different.
And the whole family's gonna start having spooky little moments, like the son Elliot's gonna be swimming by himself. He's gonna have a freaking jump scare.
They just let a child swim alone unsupervised?
Sure, okay, and the older daughter's gonna have a spooky moment playing Marco Polo with a boy she likes. She starts getting real terrified because he's not answering her Marcos and the lights are flickering.
So she opens her eyes.
Oh, that's the thing, she can't.
Oh, because the pool's spirits forcing them shut or something?
No, because that would go against the rules of Marco Polo.
Oh no.
So eventually everybody's had a spooky experience with this pool and the dad's addicted to it, saying it's the best thing that's ever happened to him.
So what are they gonna do? Move out?
Host a pool party.
That works too, yeah.
But during that pool party, the dad gets possessed by the pool ghost and almost drowns a kid.
Yikes.
So this haunted pool's not actually killing anybody during this movie, is it? Well, no, because if someone died, then logically they'd stop going into the pool and I'd have to end the movie. So the pool's just doing spooky stuff, mostly.
Wow, it's almost like this should just be a short film.
And so then the mom does that horror movie thing where she researches the previous owners of the house.
But since it's about a pool, it's slightly different.
Exactly. So she goes to visit the mom of the little girl who died at the start of the movie and learns all the pool lore.
And so what's the story behind this freaking thing of water?
Well, it turns out the water in the pool comes from a healing spring underneath it, and it grants wishes.
Okay.
But to grant the wish, somebody has to be sacrificed. Like, that lady sacrificed her daughter so that her sick son could get better.
Okay, so since the dad is healing, the pool's gonna kill one of the kids?
Yeah, it wants to kill his son.
So why didn't the pool just do that time the kid was swimming alone?
So anyway, now the mom's gotta rush home to save her kid.
Yeah, she does.
And at this point, the dad is fully possessed by the pool, so he's running around chasing the daughter, being all scary.
Why is he chasing the daughter if the pool wants the son?
Unclear, and he's running around like, Marco, and then he's gonna pop out later and be like, you're supposed to say Polo, all scary-like.
The pool ghost cracks jokes now?
It does crack jokes now, yes. And then the son gets dragged into the pool, which is now super deep because of magic.
Uh-oh.
So then the mom dives into the pool to try to find the son, but she's smart and leaves a hose for herself, which lets her get an extra breath of air before diving deeper because she was already running out of oxygen.
So wouldn't that mean the sun is like definitely out of air?
So anyway, she finds him, and then she gets him to the surface, but all these pool ghosts are popping out, making scary faces at them.
The ghosts aren't actually doing anything, though?
No, so now they gotta go deal with the possessed dad. The pool's still possessing him.
Is that gonna be hard to do? I mean, they don't know a thing about ghost powers.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the daughter whacks him with a baseball bat, and he spits out the possession.
Oh, great.
But now the dad's like, the pool still needs a sacrifice, so I'm gonna go drown myself.
The sacrifice for healing himself? Is him dying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't he just go back to being sick or something?
That's not in the terms and conditions of the spooky haunted pool. No, you can't do that.
Oh, okay.
So then to end the movie, the surviving family members fill the pool in with dirt, because water can't get through dirt.
Mud. It's fine.
And then they're gonna be like, well, we shouldn't move, because then another family's just gonna move in here and get cursed, and dad wouldn't have wanted that.
Wouldn't it be kind of suspicious to the police that right after the dad goes missing, they fill in their pool?
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Hey, I mean, let's drop this bad boy in January, see what happens.
Wait, isn't that kind of the dead month for movie theaters?
Is it? Hi everybody, it's Ryan George here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and email this video to your grandparents. You might want to call them on the phone to make sure that they received it. Some older people have trouble with technology. It's not really their fault. Just call them if you can. All right, I'll see you next time.